Hi, this is Tammy Cummings with the Washoe County Sheriff's Office Community Relations Section. This is audio press release 1500047. Sheriff Allen reminds residents to stay alert for scams targeting the heartstrings of the elderly. An incident that occurred over the weekend has Washoe County Sheriff Chuck Allen reminding residents today to stay alert for phone scams targeting the heartstrings of the elderly. On Saturday, the sheriff's office responded to a home of a Washoe County woman who'd received a call from someone convincingly claiming to be her grandson. Pieces of family information, most likely obtained from the internet, were interdispersed in the conversation to add legitimacy to his claim. The caller said that he had just been arrested for a DUI out of state and was too embarrassed to talk to anyone else in the family. He asked his grandmother to help him out by wiring nearly $2,000 to a designated recipient. Fortunately, the potential victim asked for help from another family member who grew suspicious, checked out the story and found it to be false, and then contacted the sheriff's office. It's deplorable that scammers will take advantage of the vulnerabilities of grandparents by pretending to be a loved one in trouble in order to trick them into sending money. I encourage each of you to protect yourself and those that you love against these scams by being aware of their existence and sharing that awareness with older people in your lives. Though fictitious scenarios requiring immediate financial help for emergencies, such as getting out of jail or paying medical bills, scammers are relying on potential victims feeling the need to rush to the rescue without taking the time to really think the situation through. The Federal Trade Commission suggests that even if the story sounds legitimate, people should always take a minute and run through the following steps. First, stop. Don't act immediately, no matter what they say the crisis is. Second, check with the person who seems to be in trouble. Use a number or email that you know is right and check out the story. If you don't reach that person immediately, check with someone who might know his or her situation. And if the caller says not to tell any other family members or friends, that is really a sign of a scam. And don't wire money to anyone who asks you to. Wiring money is like sending cash, so once you send it, it is gone. The same goes for prepaid debit cards. Nobody ever needs to be paid in a prepaid debit card. To report scams of this nature, contact the Federal Trade Commission by calling 1-877-FTC-HELP. That's 1-877-FTC-HELP. Thank you.